Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. And this is Matt Chet live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we welcome back one of my favorite guests from the past, a man that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And a man that I have had my share of run-ins with, we'll say. None other than manager, bars, professional wrestling manager, extraordinaire, Hollywood Bobby Olson will be my guest tonight on Matt Chat. But before we get into that, I do want to make a quick programming note. Next week is going to be a special week here on Matt Chat. We're going to have not one, but two episodes of Matt Chat. Episode one will be at our normal time of 10 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday night. And then Wednesday night, we will have a very special 7 p.m. edition of Matt Chat. And our guests will be, Tuesday night will be challenger for the NWF Championship at FanFest, Nasty Russ. That will be Tuesday night at our normal 10 p.m. time slot. And then Wednesday night at 7 p.m. will be none other than the man himself, Roger Ruffin, the owner of the NWF, and that will be a special 7 p.m. start Wednesday, next Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to both of those shows. Of course, both of those shows, I will be mostly running the studio while my sometimes co-host, Miss Callie, conducts the interviews, as the NWF is her home and her wheelhouse when it comes to professional wrestling. So, be on the lookout for those two excellent shows next week, as we head into FanFest, now less than 2 weeks away. Those will be very, very interesting interviews. So right now we are just waiting patiently for my guest, Hollywood Bobby Olson, to call in. And for anybody who did not see the very end of SmackDown, we saw Jinder Mahal actually lose to Randy Orton clean with an RKO out of nowhere. So I would say that keeps Randy Orton firmly in the firmly in the title hunt for the WWE Championship. Whoever wins at SummerSlam may just have to deal with a Viper, even though they already have to deal with a Lone Wolf. So, but like I said, we are waiting patiently for Hollywood Bobby Olsen to call in. I'm sure he'll have a lot to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and privilege to welcome my friend, Hollywood Bobby Olsen. Welcome to the show.
Ace Diamond, how the heck have you been?
Not too bad, my friend, not too bad.
It's been a long time, man. It's been a real long time.
Yes, it has.
Out here in podcast world, blog talk radio, doing your thing, blowing it up. One thing you
can
count on, Ace Diamond's going to blow up toilet bowls and podcasts, you know?
Oh.
That's for sure. What, was it that too much?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit much.
What's the word, my friend? What's a good word?
No, that's what you're here for. That's
indie
what
wrestling's on fire, man.
Oh, we know
indie
that.
Wrestling's on fire, and after a long break off, I'm ready to come back. I've been laying low. I'm in the midst of making a little comeback here.
Well, see, my information was that you were already back.
Well, you know, it's officially announcing it, though. You know what I mean? I'm announcing it. It's official. We're officially saying it. You know what I'm saying? You dig?
I got you.
You feel me? You picking up what I'm laying down.
Absolutely. Hollywood Bobby Olsen is officially back.
There you go. There you go. Put a little stamp on it. Right here on the Ace Diamond Show.
a lot of people are going to have to start worrying now.
I thought about abdicating the throne, but, you know, there's still a little gas in the tank, if you will.
I got Jerry
Andrews. I got Maurice James, a little violent by nature. I see a little, there's some traction in this tag team thing. See, the Dixons over at LSC, I got my eyes on some tag team gold there. Just this past weekend, Jerry Andrews and I were over at Emerge in Indiana, Columbus, Indiana, man. They packed the streets over there. I looked around before I knew it. Raven, of all people, he's doing card tricks on me. It blew my mind. It was one of the most surreal moments. I stopped and realized, wait a minute, Raven's doing the old pick a card gag on me. It's weird. You know, you have to stop and think. At 42 years old, Raven's like doing a card trick on me. It was just one of those moments in life where you're like, what the hell's going on? You know what I mean? Sometimes in this business, that kind of stuff happens.
I've been there. I've had some experiences.
That's wrestling, though, brother. That's wrestling.
Exactly. You know, and I don't want this to be like one of our normal interviews.
Not me either. We've done that 1,000 times.
Exactly. I want this to be just a friendly conversation.
Let's talk wrestling.
Now, you talked about Raven pulling a card trick on you.
Yeah.
I had a somewhat similar situation. I was in a locker room. It just happened to be my birthday. And somebody told somebody that it was my birthday. Well, I got the pleasure of having Bobby Fulton sing happy birthday to me in a locker room.
Man, how bad did that sound? I hear he can't carry a tune in a bucket. I don't know. That's just what, that's word around the streets. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
No comment.
No comment. Okay. That means I mean, the word on the street is correct.
No comment.
That means it's correct.
Yeah,
right here. Bat chat. Bobby Fulton, you can reach him at Ace Diamond on Facebook.com if you're listening. He said it right here. You cannot sing, brother. Ace
he
Diamond
wasn't the
said
only
it, Bobby
person
Fulton.
Singing, surprisingly.
So what's your stance on the...
He was just... Go ahead.
I want to know what you think. Indie wrestling's on fire right now. What are you watching? Who do you got your eye on? Who's coming up? Who's some hot prospects out there, Ace? I know you've been watching the YouTube and on the Twitter. And what about podcasts? Do you listen to other podcasts? Let's talk some wrestling.
I don't actually listen to any podcasts.
But none at all?
I do want to say, no, actually, I don't.
You're missing out, man.
I listen to clips of some here and there, but I've never listened to a full podcast. I hear Taz's show occasionally. I hear bits and pieces of his shows.
Taz has got a superb podcast. Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, Brother Love.
I hear that's
a good
one.
I tell you what, that's destination podcast for this guy right here every Friday at noon. I'm downloading that one, buddy. That's a good podcast. JR's got a good one, but
check it out.
And you know who I hated as a fan? Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone. I hated that guy as a fan. He's got a good podcast. Just if you're into that thing, I'm telling you, brother, you may want to check these guys out.
Well, I may have to do that.
If you're into the podcast thing, I know, you know, as a podcast guy, is this a podcast? I know it's a blog talk, but you know, if you're into that sort of thing, or locally even, Dustin Reyes has a hell of a blog. I don't know what you call those. I'm not a real technical guy, but that's another interesting one.
Yeah, neither am I, but, you know, I may have to check that out, too.
I highly recommend it. I'm telling you, man, this stuff's getting hot right now.
But there's actually a couple of guys that I think are making waves in independent wrestling that are severely underrated, not talked about, not looked at by any of the bigger national indie wrestling companies. But I think they should be. And I believe they both work at OSC on a somewhat regular basis. I know one does for sure. Because he's the heavyweight champion, Ryan Freeman. I think he is severely underrated.
That's a big, tough dude. Once he finds it, he'll be there. He's just got to find it. He's got to find it and then enhance it and get it out of him, get it out of himself. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. The other one is, and this one's a little more personal for me because, well, I have been working as his personal booking agent for the last 3 months, and that would be Mark Magnum.
You know, I watch his stuff on YouTube. That's a guy that's come a long way. He's come a long way, man. He's got personality to spare. That guy, he's got personality just coming out of him.
Absolutely. So what about you? What are some up-and-coming independent wrestlers that you think are...
Are you talking local or are you talking about, like, super indies getting ready to bust through? What are you talking here? I watch everything, man.
Everything.
Like local, man, I'm telling you, like my goal right now, like me and Jerry are strapping up for one last run, man. We're Jerry Andrews, we're and Maurice James, we're running, right? We're running. We're getting ready to, like, strap up for this run, and we're going to put our nose to the grindstone. You know what I mean? We're going to try to break on through to the other side.
But outside of these guys that you represent.
And I'm telling you, and if you want to go super indie level, keep your eyes on Matt Riddle. Look up Matt Riddle online. That dude's about to blow. He's blowing up now, but
I'm familiar
keep
with
your
his
eye
work
on Matt Riddle. The King of All Bros, that dude's awesome.
He's impressive.
He is very impressive. I'm a fan of that guy. He's awesome. Let's see. Oh, that's there's so many out there. It's hard to keep your eyes on them all. I mean, I got personal stuff, like not personal, but like I've worked with like Ron Mathis. That guy's awesome. I've worked with him. He's, you know what I mean? The list of guys I've worked with too. There's just so many of them that are. It wouldn't surprise me to see many of these guys out there. You know what I'm saying? Over the past couple of years, it's crazy the list of talent I've gotten to work with, and it blows my mind. Since 1998, I've been exposed to so many workers and so many different styles, bro. It's crazy. And to see all this stuff catching fire now, it's pretty awesome. It really is.
Absolutely.
And I mean, in Ohio's a hotbed right now. It's, you know, I mean, obviously with the boys getting signed down to Global Force or TNA or whatever they're calling it these days.
Exactly. I was just going to bring that up. OVE.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's awesome, man. That's great news for them. Those guys have put
Absolutely.
In the time and the work, and that's, you got to love it. I mean, that's great. Rockstar's doing great. Roger Ruffin down there, he's doing great. It's wrestling's on fire. Cody's killing it down in Hamilton. Everybody's doing good right now. I mean, I'm sure the guys there at Franklin are doing good. I haven't been through there in a long time, but I'm sure from what it looks like on Facebook, wrestling's on fire, brother. It's on fire.
It can be deceiving, but.
Well, like I ain't here to hate on nobody, bro. I'm too old for that crap.
Yeah.
Wrestling's
yeah,
like ice cream. If you like vanilla, I like chocolate. Hey, what everybody likes is what everybody likes.
Yep.
I mean, some people like poop, I guess. Some people like sardines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I've never gotten the appeal.
Me either, but hey, that's just because I don't like the taste doesn't mean somebody doesn't.
I actually, when I was a kid, you give me a can of sardines, they'd be gone in 10 seconds.
See, exactly. Just because I don't like the smell or the taste of something.
No,
you may be
a
Red Rooster fan, brother.
I will say this. I'm a Terry Taylor fan. I was not a Red Rooster fan.
Man. Computerized man of the 1990s. That was your deal, wasn't it?
Terry Taylor was.
No, just don't even go there. Change the subject. Come on. You're the host of this show. Give me something else.
All right. Do you watch a lot of WWE? Do you watch a lot of big stuff?
I get to see the pay-per-views. I'm not really around much during the week to catch the weekly shows, but I see the pay-per-views on the network.
What do you think of the current state of...
I mean,
WWE?
I'm entertained. I'm entertained by what I'm seeing. Looks like they're drawing good, you know what I mean? I see all the fans bitching on the internet, but hell, that's what fans on the internet do.
Now, I did
they're all complaining, but they're still watching.
That's true. I did see a picture of a house show somewhere in Canada over the weekend where it actually looked like Global Force may have outdrew them. Because
well,
it was
bizarre
like nobody there. So,
wow. See, now that's surprising. See, but now in the same turn, I saw photos online over the weekend of a global force at a baseball diamond that looked like there were about 30 people there.
Yeah, I saw those pictures too, so.
So, it's, I don't know. But then I saw the same photos of indie shows over the weekend that looked more full than either one. See, yeah, it's.
Right.
It's all perspective, you know. I don't know. But their TV is full.
Pictures of, exactly. I've seen pictures of Ring of Honor shows that look like it outdrew both of them combined.
Right, and you'd have to give me a free ticket to go to see a ROH show. Like, I watch it on TV, but as far as, going and paying money for it, I don't see it. It's not my flavor, but that's cool. I'm more of an old school fan myself.
Now, I'll admit, I've gone to several Ring of Honor shows when they've come to date.
I think I've been to two of them myself, but.
I enjoy it. I think we might have run into each other at one of them.
Oh, we have. It's a good time.
I
enjoy a live show of any kind, but.
It's
always more fun when you have somebody working the show.
Yeah, that always helps. I've sat front row at several. Ticket prices are a little outrageous, although they're not WWE outrageous, but.
I think the most I've paid was $10, I think, for Fed tickets. I don't know. They're pretty cheap. And last time I went was with, we got free tickets. So I don't know. I haven't paid for that show in a long time.
I wonder who you know.
That was always somebody would run into somebody and then, one of the refs up there, we knew the refs, and Dustin Reyes ran into the ref at the gym, and the ref just left tickets. So we've gotten free tickets several times just that route. So I don't know how that goes. You got a friend of a friend, you get free tickets. So either way, but.
Okay,
as long as you go, you have a good time. That's all that matters.
Jumping across the pond, so to speak, actually jumping across the other pond. What do you think about Japanese wrestling?
What about it? I couldn't tell you. Like I know absolutely nothing about Japanese wrestling. I'm an American guy. I can tell you, but I know a couple British wrestlers. You know what I mean? Like I know European, but Japanese is not really my cup of tea. Like the only thing I know about Japanese wrestling is I have a goal to go to Japan and break a Japanese audience with some Memphis bullshit. Sorry if I'm not allowed to cuss on your show, but anybody listening is probably a wrestler and they know exactly what I'm talking about. I would almost guarantee that 90% of your audience is workers or wrestlers, and you guys know what I'm talking about when I say I want to go over there as a manager and I want to break an audience with my Memphis bullshit. And if not, you fans are smart enough to look up online and know what I'm talking about. With their quiet, respectful crowds, I want to break them.
Yep. Yeah, I want to
break
see
a
it.
Japanese crowd.
I want to see that.
I know enough about Japanese wrestling to know I want to break that crowd. That's one of my goals.
Now, see, I will say this. I'm not a fan of the Young Bucks. I'm not a fan of their style, just doesn't do anything for me.
They entertain me. I mean they're entertaining to a degree.
I'm a bigger fan of Kenny Omega now than I was this time last year.
Yeah,
I've watched a lot more of his matches, and he has put on some spectacular matches. But I've never been a fan of the Young Bucks. Their style just doesn't do anything for me.
Well, let me put you on the spot then. What's your take on the Dick Suplex?
I'm not a fan of that move. Not a fan of that particular move. Although overall, I am a fan of Joey Ryan. But that particular move, just I think that's
I dig.
That's a
I can
bit,
dig. Little much.
A bit too much. Yeah.
I can dig that.
What about you? What about you?
I'm a fan of comedy. When there's a time for comedy, I'm a fan of comedy. Like never doubt that. But it's the same. I can take it or I can leave it. I think once you've seen it, you've seen it. And there's not much replay value in it. You know what I mean? So to keep doing it over and over is where the replay value of it's where I come into question for me personally. It's like I don't know about, you know, over and over and over with it. But I do see the point, like, once you've seen it, it's like, cool. But then you're like, I don't know about every single time.
Right.
But
if you didn't do
just,
it every
you know,
single night, it might be cooler.
Right. Like I said, I do see the – but it is 2017, so, like, I can't hate on the guy for it. You know, he's cool very much. You know what I mean? Like I said,
yep.
Back to that whole thing, it is 2017. It's not 1988 anymore or even 1998 anymore.
That's very
the
true.
The times they are changing, my friend. The times
absolutely.
They are changing.
All right, I got one for you.
All right.
Who's doing a bigger disservice to the business right now? Jim Cornette or Vince Russo?
Oh, Russo. Because Russo's shitting on the fans. If you sit and listen to either one of them, Cornette at least has viable reasoning behind everything he says. Russo talks, and I can't make heads or tails out of him at the end of the day. Cornette at least has actual, to me, logical explanations for everything he says. Even if it's outdated, there's a logical explanation for everything he says. And I agree with about 75 to 80% of it. But to me, Russo, like, some of the stuff he says, I'm like, he's just stupid. Flat out stupid. I'm totally, you know, if you have to be a Cornette guy or a Russo guy, if that's what you know what I mean, kind of what you're going for with that, or, you know, who do I agree with more, it'd definitely be Cornette more than Russo. I mean, I do agree with Russo with the way sometimes I think when two guys just stare each other down and the fans start with this is awesome, horseshit. You know what I mean? I do agree with sometimes I think this is awesome chant is way overused. Like, used to be you had to do something to get that. Like, I do agree that, you know, just two dudes staring each other down may not merit this is awesome. But for him to say, like, nah, they're all gay because they chant this is awesome. Just because they're staring each other down, that's a bit much, dude. Come on.
I think there's been a few instances where a this is awesome chant was merited just for a stare down. Take the
Shield
versus seen it
or
the
felt it. No. Three dudes just squaring up eye to eye. To me, that doesn't warrant this is awesome.
You got to do
something pretty effing big to merit it. This is awesome. At least, I mean, and that's just, you know, once again, it's wrestling. It's all opinion. But that's just my personal opinion. Is to me, you got to do something pretty effing spectacular to merit it. This is awesome. But like I said, it's just, but see, in Russo, though, he said that they're doing it because they're, like, gay and stroking their dicks to these dudes. You know what I mean? That was his exact words. Like, there's some kind of latent homosexuality behind it. And to me, that's like, come on, dude, you're a prick. But you don't. You're saying these wrestling fans, you know, come on, dude. That's your reasoning? Like, you're a dick. You know what I mean? Cornette shit, when he explains it, he's like, the psychology of it is blah, 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 blah. And the mentality is blah, 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 blah. And Russo's like, oh, you're just doing it because you're gay. Like, he's like a 12-year-old trying to rationalize it, whereas Cornette, like, uses wrestling. So that's why I can relate to Cornette more than Russo acting like a little kid, thumbing his nose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just
exactly.
My own personal reasoning with it. That's why I can, at least Cornette verbalizes to me what he's saying. But then again, I listen to Cornette's podcast, and Russo, I hear his clips on YouTube. Or Russo, I listen to on YouTube. Cornette, I actually listen to his full spiel. But, you know, Cornette's a wrestling manager from Kentucky, so I can relate to him. Home team.
There you go. I knew that was going to come up eventually.
Oh, yeah. As I talk about that and I sit here watching Leo Rush versus Shane Swerve Strickland on my TV. I had the pleasure of managing Swerve Strickland twice. He's a good guy. That's one guy I hope gets everything he deserves. As one super cool, talented individual. Dead shot. Is that what he is, or kill shot on Lucha Underground? You know, a funny story about him. I managed him the first time and had no idea because I don't watch Lucha Underground. And I had a fan who was like, Bobby thinks he's a cool guy now because he's managing a TV star. And I got in the back and I said, who's on TV? And they were like, Swerve, stupid. I'm like, oh, no way. I hanged out with him for like 2 hours and got to manage him and had no clue the dude was like Killshot on Lucha Underground. Yeah,
you know,
I'm
actually a big fan of him.
Well, there you go. He's one of the coolest guys you could ever meet if you ever get to meet him. He's super, super laid back, real down to earth, nice guy. And a hell of a talent, too.
Yes. Yeah, he's extremely talented.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
He's one dude I'd like to see make it all the way because he deserves it.
So who else?
All right, where were
you? Who else do you think is on the verge of a breakout that we haven't discussed?
What do you think about Ricochet? Have you watched him?
Oh yeah,
you watched Ricochet.
Yes.
And what about his girl
King,
Tessa?
Oh, she's.
Have you caught any of her?
Yes, I have, and I will be shocked if she doesn't win the Mae Young Classic, actually.
Same here, man. Tessa is that lady is amazing. They need her in the Fed, if nothing else, just with that last name. You know what I mean? We need another third generation lady up there. That's awesome.
I was actually discussing that with a mutual friend of ours who will remain nameless. They need to bring her up, and they can put Bailey or Becky out of the Four Horsewomen and make Tessa Blanchard one of them.
Oh, you could actually, yeah, they'd have to make it an official gimmick then, as opposed to just like a
crew. Absolutely. They'd have to make it an official gimmick, but they need to do that.
I mean,
I believe.
Could make it an official gimmick with a Blanchard up there for sure. For sure.
Oh,
you already know this, man. Cool. All right, Ace. Hey, well, look, Ace, my time is running low, brother.
All right, yeah, mine's about out, so you got any shows you want to plug real quick before I let you jump off
of
here?
I know I don't have my calendar handy, but the weekend of the I want to say it's the 19th of August is a Saturday night, and then the 20th is a Sunday. The 19th, I will be at LSC in Lebanon, Ohio. And then the 20th, I will be over in Jeffersonville, Indiana, which is right across the bridge from Louisville, Kentucky. Check Facebook, facebook.com/HBO937, or instagram.com/HBO937, or twitter.com/HBO937. Hit me up on that social media, do that thing, or just get on Ace Diamond's page or Matt Chat. You can find me on both of those as well under the friends columns. Do all that social media crap, www's, you know, all the rest of it. You can find me on there, YouTube, put Hollywood Bobby Olson. You'll find me all over there, too. I've wrestled a couple times. There's a match on there. You can type in Last Manager Standing and find me kicking the shit out of JT Davidson. Oh, did I say shit on the radio? Or, you know, just do the social thing. Look up wrestling. You'll find me. My buddy Ace, he'll help you find me if you can't find me. But there's my plugs, cheap as they may be. That's what you got from me, baby. Hey, Ace, thanks for having me on tonight, man.
Hey, thanks. I'll be messaging you here in a couple of days. I got some questions I want to ask you offline, off the air. So.
Sounds like a plan, man. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for having me on. I'll come back in a couple of weeks or something. We'll talk wrestling again.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good, brother. We'll see you.
All right. See you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hollywood Bobby Olson. It is never a dull time when he is on the air. But like he said, you can check him out at his shows. However, I would suggest on August 19th, you should be at the NWF in Fairfield, Ohio for FanFest, a full day of fun and wrestling action. And like I said, we will be talking about it next week with two big shows, Tuesday night at our regular time of 10 p.m. with Nasty Russ, who is challenging the Titan for the NWF Championship inside a steel cage. And then Wednesday at a special 7 p.m. start time, we have the man himself, Roger Ruffin, who will be going over the entire FanFest card, lineup of activities, and all that fun stuff. So be sure, Tuesday night at 10, Wednesday at 7 p.m., check us out right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm about out of time, so once again, for my guest, Hollywood Bobby Olson, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you at the shows.